it's mandated by federal law that assistive technology is both devices and services. So we must consider the devices, but then we also must consider the assistive technology services. By services, there are different components in the federal law, including assistive technology evaluation, the purchasing of the equipment or leasing or acquisition of the equipment, the modification of the equipment, any kind of adaptations or setup or modifications that have to be done to the equipment, even a software component. The coordination of those services must be considered. And then the last components deal with training of the child and the child's family, and the training of professionals, the people who work with the student in the school, whether it be a teacher, a paraprofessional, could be someone in the cafeteria if they have to deal with that assistive technology. Anyone who's using the assistive technology, a related service provider, speech-language pathologist, occupational therapist, physical therapist, all of those fall into that training component.